弟兄姊妹，我们来念几处新约的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the New Testament.
提撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
提撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
Verse 11. 哥林多前书第二章第十一节。
First Thessalonians 2:11.
你们也晓得，我们这样劝勉你们，安慰你们，祝福你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起。对得起，行使对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
And verse 12.
要叫你们行使对得起就是配，对得起就是配不配的配，相称不相称的意思。
So that you would walk worthy of the Lord, that means if you are measuring up.Keeping in accordance with what you have received.
对得起那召你们进他的国得他荣耀的神。好，我们再来看后书。
Second Thessalonians.
第三节到第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 3 to 5.
弟兄们，我们该为你们常常的感谢神，这本是何以的，因你们的信心格外的增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。第四节。
Verse 4.
甚至我们在神的教会里面为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中仍旧存着忍耐和信心。第五节。
Verse 5.
这真是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国，叫你们可算配得神的国。你们就是为这个国受苦。
Again, in verse 5, pay attention to that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God.
刚刚保罗在提撒罗尼迦前书他说对得起那召你们进他的国得他荣耀的神。
In 1 Thessalonians, we just read, so you may walk worthy of God who called you into his kingdom and his glory.
而这里呢是讲到你们配得神的国。
And here he says, so you should be counted worthy of the kingdom of God.
我们再来翻第一章后面最后的一段第十一节。
We will read the latter part of chapter 1, verse 11.
因此我们常为你们祷告。保罗为他们一个祷告。
So Paul here has a prayer for the Thessalonians.
愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，让神能够看你们配得过所蒙的召。
That God would count you worthy of this calling.
这个所蒙的召是什么召呢？我们前面已经读了，叫你们能够进神的国，得他的荣耀，让你们能够配得神的国，这是神呼召你们的最终的那个目的。
Then what is the calling with which you were called? That is, you would be counted worthy of the God who called you into his glory and kingdom and be counted worthy of the kingdom of God.
愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功，叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得着荣耀。你们也在他的身上得着荣耀，荣耀，荣耀。
In verse 12, we keep seeing glory and glory.
这些荣耀都是照着我们神并主耶稣基督的恩。
All this glory is according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
进他的国，得他的荣耀，都是照着神和主耶稣基督的恩典。
Enter his kingdom and to obtain his glory is all based upon the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，我们都在神的国度里面。
We thank the Lord that we are all in his kingdom.
我们都在那个荣耀的里面。
And we're all in his glory.
这是真的。主耶稣基督的恩典。
And this is the grace of God through Jesus Christ.
有人说国度是一个赏赐。
Some people say this kingdom is a reward.
有人可以进去，有人不能进去。
That some people would enter, others won't.
我上礼拜特别上个月特别通知用这么交通道，有些人要在黑暗的里面哀哭七次，一千年不能进到神的国，将来他们能够进新天，能够进新地。
Last time I shared with you that.Some people will be weeping and gnashing their teeth in darkness during the millennium kingdom. They won't be able to do that, but others would enter, they would enter the new heaven and new earth.
但是感谢主，这些经文都告诉我们很清楚。
But all these verses show us so clearly that
问题是我们配不配，对得起，对不起的问题。
The issue is whether we measure up or falling short, whether we're worthy or not.
都是照做神和主耶稣基督的恩典。
And this is all based upon the grace of God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿我们的神看你们能够配得过所蒙的召。
May our God count you worthy of your, this calling.
好，我们再来看两处启示录。
And we will read two other portions in Revelation.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
启示录第二十章第四节
Verse 4,
我想为着时间缘故就请周五给我们念英文吧，我们看第四节一直到第六节。
Because of the restraint of time, we would just read from verse 4 to 6. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God.Who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has a part in this first resurrection over such. The second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ.And shall reign with him 1,000 years.
第六节说，在头一次复活，有份的，有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死，在他们身上没有权柄。
Verse 6 tells us that blessed and holy is he who has a part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power.
他们必做神和基督的祭司。并要与基督一同的作王一千年。
They shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
这是一个荣耀。
And this is glory.
极大的荣耀。
Extreme glory.
这是一个国度的荣耀。
And this is the glory of the kingdom.
这一千年弥赛亚的国要临到这个地上。
During this 1,000 years that the Messianic kingdom will come to earth.
在这里说在第一次复活的人有福了，圣洁了。
Therefore, blessed and holy is he who has been raised to life.
弟兄姊妹，你我是不是在第一次复活的？
Brothers and sisters, are you and I in this first resurrection?
我想我们都是在这第一次复活的。
I believe we are all, we have a part in that.
另外，哥林多前书第十五章讲到那个复活的次序，讲得非常非常非常的清楚。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, about the order of resurrection, it has been made so extremely clear.
第一个复活的是主耶稣成了初熟的果子，他是第一个从死里复活，活到永远的这一位。
First is the Lord Jesus Christ who was raised to life and he has become the first fruit. He is the one who reigns who lives forever.
然后第二批复活的是谁？
And who is the second group of people?
凡是属基督的,
he who belongs to Christ.
凡是属基督的,
he who belongs to Christ.
罗马书第八章讲得很清楚, 没有基督灵的, 就不是属基督的,
in Romans chapter 8, we see that he who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Jesus.
你我有没有基督的灵?
Do you and I have the Spirit of Jesus?
你我有没有圣灵住在我们的里面?
Do you and I have the Holy Spirit in
us?
Have you all been born again? We thank our God. We all belong to Christ. And within all of us, we have the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in the second group of people who would be raised alive, are all of us who belong to Christ.
然后呢,要过1000年以后, 死的都要复活。
And then after 1,000 years, all the dead will be raised to life.
他们复活要到硫磺火湖，永远的灭亡。
They are raised to life, but they will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. This is the everlasting destruction.
所以弟兄姊妹们看见复活就是那么简单。
So brothers and sisters, you see how easy regarding this.
主耶稣是第一个复活。
The Lord Jesus is the first one who will be raised to life. All of us who belong to Christ at the sound of the last trumpet will be raised to life.
然后末期才到1000年以后,
and after 1,000 years, the end would come, another group of people will be raised to life.
感谢主, 我们要与基督一同作王,1000年的, 这是荣耀, 国度的荣耀。
We thank the Lord that we will reign together with Him for 1,000 years. This is the, king, the glory of the kingdom.
我们再看一处最后启示录第五章。
Now lastly, we will read Revelation chapter 5.
我们看 第九节，verse 9，第十节。他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配解开去，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。”第十节。
Verse 10, Jesus Christ has made us a kingdom. Kingdom is a better rendering as opposed to people.
应该是翻译 kingdom.
Kingdom.
这个 King James Version 是翻译 king. 我们要使我们成为君王，那就比国民好的太多了。
According to the King James, the translation is we'll have. Have made us kings, and this is better than the Chinese translation.
最好的翻译是 kingdom, 最合乎翻译原文的是 kingdom, 叫我们成为国度。
Nevertheless, the best rendering that's most agreeable with the original language should be have made us a kingdom.
我们的主用这样的重价把我们买出来, 最终的目的要叫我们成为国度,做祭司。 归于神,在地上,执掌王权。
Christ has bought us at a price. The ultimate goal of his salvation is to make us a kingdom and priest to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
我们低头来祷告。
Your head bowed, please let's have a further word of prayer.
父神,我们去等候你,我们的心等候你。
Father God, we wait for you together. Our hearts wait on you.
我们去仰望你的话。
And we look up to your word.
主,这是你的日子。
Lord, this is your day.
你得着荣耀。
In which you shall receive glory.
因为唯有你是配的。
Because only you are worthy.
我们都是因着你的厚恩,你的大恩,你丰盛的恩典,我们能够侍立在你的跟前。
And because of your abundant great grace that we're able to stand and minister before you. So that we could serve and worship you.
主啊,或是你的有千千,事后在你面前的有万万。
Oh Lord, thousands of thousands are serving you And 10,000 upon 10,000 are standing before you.
我们今天也站在他们的行列中，我们一起来侍奉、敬拜我们的王、我们的主。
Today we are in their ranks and we are serving and worship our King and our Lord.
主都是你的恩典。
Oh Lord, this is all because of your grace.
你在创始之前拣选了我们，呼召了我们。
You have chosen us, you have called us before the foundation of the world.
叫我们进入你的国，得你的荣耀。
So that we could enter your kingdom and obtain your glory.
主啊，我们是何等的不配。
Oh Lord, how unworthy we are.
我们拿什么来报答你？
Oh, with what we could pay back.
主，我们就起来称颂你的名。
We could only stand up and praise your name.
我们从灵的深处，我们来敬拜，来赞美你。
From the very depths of our spirit, we come to worship and praise you.
因你的救恩, 我们要大声地欢呼。
And because of your salvation, we shout aloud.
我们要满心地欢乐。
And we will be filled with joy.
主，愿你今天早晨与你的百姓同在, 就是用你血所买赎的百姓。
Oh Lord, this morning, be with your people whom you have bought with your precious blood.
主，你已经使我们成为国度。
Oh Lord, you have made us a kingdom.
你使我们成为祭司。
You have made us your priests.
主，我们敬拜你, 赞美你。
Lord, we praise and worship you.
用着你的仆人, 无用的仆人。
Oh, use your unprofitable servant.
将他说合适的话语。
And give her the right words.
主，愿我们的主与他的灵同在。
May our Lord be with his spirit.
愿你的圣灵点活他每一句话。
May your word quicken every word of his.
凡是出于你的话，让这些话运行在你的百姓的心中。
Every word that comes from you, let it move in the midst of your people.
让这些话都成为有果效的话。
So that all these words are effective ones.
都能够带出能力。
Bring in the power.
主啊，给我们智慧和启示的灵。
And give us this spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真知道你。
So that we truly know you.
照亮我们里面的眼睛。
Enlighten the eyes in our hearts.
主，让我们知道我们的恩召有何等大的指望。
So that we will understand what is the hope of our calling.
你在圣徒中得的基业又是何等的丰盛的荣耀。
And what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in all the saints.
需要你圣灵来启示我们。
Lord, we need the revelation of your spirit.
我们把余下的时间交托给主。
We just commit the following time to you.
主，你的眼目要看过那些灵性痛悔、因你的话而长进的人。
Oh Lord, the eye of the Lord will be watching all those who tremble, who have at your word and who have contrite spirit.
主，我们来到你的殿中。
Oh Lord, as we come before you in your temple, let's take heed of our footsteps. We come before you, it's better than the sacrifices of the fools.
主，愿你的灵释放我们。
Oh Lord, may your spirit set us free.
释放我们。
Set us free.
让我们能够自由。
So that we could be free.
没有一点捆绑。
Without any bondage.
主，让我们与你之间没有一点间隔。
So that there is no gap at all between you and us.
你的血多多遮盖你的仆人和使女。
Oh, may your blood cover your servant and your maidservant so abundantly.
主，愿我们能够放胆传讲你的话。
That we will be bold to release your word.
我们等候你。
We wait on you.
荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
祝福归给你的百姓, 归给你的教会。
Blessings to your people and to your church.
我们将祷告祈求仰望信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask and look unto your name in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. 好，我想今天同弟兄姊妹一起还是交通这个题目，当准备迎接你的神。
Brothers and sisters, today we'll continue to fellowship on this theme, prepare to meet your God.
这是第四次,
and this is the fourth session.
第四讲,
the fourth sharing.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚弟兄给我们念了一段路加福音的第一章这一段话。
Brothers and sisters, our brother just read a passage from Luke chapter 1.
这里特别讲到世袭的约翰。
And here it speaks specifically of John the Baptist.
我想世袭约翰是神用来转移时代的一个器皿。
John the Baptist is a vessel that God used to change the ages.
因为我们知道当时候的一个时代就是律法的时代，很快就要结束了。
Because in that age, that's the age of the law, which will soon disappear.
旧约的时代很快就过去了。
And that's time when Old Testament time is fading away.
接下来就是恩典的时代，新约的时代。
And what comes in is the age of grace, the age of New Testament.
就是我们弥赛亚即将要来到的一个时代。
And that's when our Messiah is about to appear.
所以我们看见神拣选了这个器皿来预备转移这个时代。
So we see that God has chosen this vessel whom he has prepared for the transmission of the ages.
借着他的见证。
And through his testimony.
让这些百姓的心能够转回。
The hearts of these people will be turned.
让他们能够悔改。
To repent.
预备来迎接弥赛亚的来到。
To be ready for the coming of the Messiah.
虽然在当时的一个时代，这些以色列百姓口口声声的等候弥赛亚的来。
Although in that time, all the people were waiting for the coming of the Messiah according to what they said.
他们也知道他们怎么他们的祖先怎么从巴比伦被掳之地归回西安。
Although they knew how their forefathers were taken back, were returned from Babylon and came back to Zion.
真有一个目的的。
God did have this purpose.
就是预备弥赛亚的来到。
And that's for the coming of the Messiah.
因为弥赛亚一定要降临在耶路撒冷伯利恒。
Because Messiah had to be born in Bethlehem.
所以必须有一批以色列的百姓回去重新建造圣殿。
Therefore, there got to be a group of people going back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city, holy city.
就是来预备迎接弥赛亚的来到。
To prepare for the coming of the Messiah.
这些百姓都知道弥赛亚要来到。
And all these people knew that Messiah was coming.
他们也知道弥赛亚要降临在哪里。
And they also knew where the Messiah would be born.
他们也知道弥赛亚来是为了什么。
And for what purpose?
但是几百年来。
But hundreds of years have passed.
你去看马拉基，你就知道这些百姓的心慢慢转了。
As you read in Malachi, you would see that the hearts of the people have now been changed.
他们渐渐地离开了神，背逆了神。
Gradually, they left their God. They became apostate.
从他们的生活，从他们的行为，从他们所表现的，你就看见他们根本就没有准备迎接弥赛亚的来到。
From their living, from their behaviors, from whatever they show that you know they weren't ready for the coming of the Messiah.
不管他们的嘴是怎么讲，他们在等候弥赛亚。
No matter what they would say in their mouth.Saying they were waiting for Messiah.
但实际他们的生活行为同这个完全是相悖的。
But actually, their daily living was totally contrary to this.
除了少数极少数的一些人，他们真正是在那里等候弥赛亚的来到。
Except few, they were really rare. They were actually waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
所以你看路加福音像西面。
If you read the gospel according to Luke, that's Simeon.
他是生在耶路撒冷的。
He who was born in Jerusalem.
他的生活是又公义又敬虔。
He was devout, who was righteous.
因为他是在那里等候盼望仰望那位以色列安慰者能够来到。
Because he was hoping for the consolation of Israel.
他是真正已经预备好了。
He was the one who was well prepared.
他真正已经悔改归向了神。
He truly did repent and turn to God.
当然还有像玛利亚也好，约瑟也好，像约翰的母亲父亲也好。
Of course, there were others like Mary Joseph or John the Baptist, the father and mother.
他们也已经预备好了。
He were also ready.
他们都是公义的、敬虔的、敬畏的。
They were all godly, righteous, and devout.
他们的生活同他们那仰望弥赛亚的来到是配合的。
So their life and their hope for the coming Messiah, they are compatible.
他们的心真正已经转向了主。
Whose heart had truly been turned to the Lord.
但是我们看见绝大多数、绝大多数的以色列百姓，嘴里是讲等候弥赛亚的来到，他们的生活是相反的。
But we see that the great majority of the Israelites, although they said verbally that they were waiting for the Messiah, but their life did not attest to that.
我们看见我们的神预备了这个器皿，就是施洗约翰。
And now we see our God had prepared this vessel, that is John the Baptist.
施洗约翰他的见证。
The testimony of John the Baptist.
他的生活。
His life.
弟兄姊妹，我们当你刚刚看见这段话说，他有以利亚的心智和能力。
The passage we just read, brother and sister, we see that John the Baptist had the spirit and power of Elijah.
这个心智就是说他的灵
This, the spirit of Elijah,
是带着能力的
which came with power
不是我们看见旧约的以利亚他的能力是从哪里表现出来的
If you read Old Testament about Elijah's power where did it come from?
是随着他的神迹奇事
It came from the miracles and the wonders he performed
彰显着他的能力
That manifested his power.
他借助这些神迹奇事在那里见证耶和华是以色列的神。
Through these signs, through these wonders, he testified that the Lord is the God of Israel.
以利亚是有一个为着耶和华打发热心的那一个灵。
Therefore, Elijah had this spirit that was zealous for his God.
他看见以色列的百姓都背逆了耶和华神。
When he saw all the Israelites rebelled against the Lord,
他们都在那里拜偶像，拜巴利的先知，这些假的先知。
They were all worshiping idols, the god of Baal.
所以我们看见以利亚的里面大发热心呐，为着这些事。
Therefore, we see zealous was all zealous because of this.
他有一个奇邪的心。
He had this heart of jealousy.
他奇邪，因为神的名得到了玷污。
He was jealous because God's name was being defiled.
他要竭力地挽回耶和华的名。
Therefore, with all he could do, he tried to restore the name of the Lord.
我想这是以利亚的心智。
And I believe this is the spirit of Elijah.
神就是说他，是说这些神迹奇事显出他的能力。
Therefore, through these signs and wonders that the God showed his power.
好叫这些以色列百姓因着看见这些神迹，看见神的大能，让他们的心意那个回转，那个归向神。
All Israelites, when they saw all the miracles, wonders, and the power of God, their hearts would return to the Lord.
你看以利亚在加密山上所行的神迹。
Consider the miracles that Elijah performed on Mount Carmel.
以利亚在这里有一个祷告。
Here Elijah had this prayer.
他说亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神。
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
耶和华神。
The Lord God.
求你让人知道你是以色列的神。
Let men know that you are the God of Israel.
也让你知道，让他们知道，我是你的仆人，我是奉着你的名在做这些事的。
And let them know that I am your servant. I do all these things in your name.
耶和华，求你应允我，应允我。
Oh, answer me, the Lord God.
使人知道耶和华是以色列的神。
So that they will know that the Lord is God of Israel.
是耶和华使这些以色列百姓。回转的。
It is the Lord God who makes all these Israelites return.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道他要叫火从天上降下来，把这些祭物那个烧毁。
Because he called for the fire coming down from heaven to consume all the sacrifice.
借着这个神迹来见证耶和华是真的神，巴力是假的神。
Through this miracle, he testified.To the fact that the Lord God is the true God and Baal is the fake one.
他里面嫉妒嫉妒，他恨这些百姓不归向神，归向这些偶像。
He was so jealous that he hated that these people did not return to God but turned to the idols.
正像保罗在哥林多后书第十一章说：“我所起的愤恨，乃是神那样的愤恨。”
Just as Paul said, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, "The jealousy that I had is the jealousy of God."
是神的愤恨。
This is God's jealousy.
是神的嫉妒。
God's jealousy.
因为你们的心背离了神。
Because your heart turned back against God.
弟兄姊妹，这是以利亚的心智和能力。
Brother and sister, this is the spirit and the power of Elijah.
他为耶和华大发热心。
He was all zealous for his God.
结果他把所有的巴力的先知全部杀光。
And he killed all Baal's prophets.
他不顾自己的名誉地位。
He never cared about his own fame, his own position.
他不顾自己的得失。
nor did he care about his loss or gain,
他不顾自己的前途,
nor did he care about his future.
他只顾念耶和华的名。
He was also concerned about the name of the Lord.
使以色列百姓的心都归向耶和华。
So that the hearts of all the Israelites would be turned to the Lord.
使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心能够转向父亲，悔改归向主。
So the hearts of the father would be turned to the hearts of the children, the hearts of the children would be turned to the fathers, so they would repent and return to God.
叫这些悖逆的人能够归向义人的智慧。
So these disobedient will be turned to the wisdom of the just.
弟兄姊妹，施洗约翰就是有这样的心志。
Brothers and sisters, John the Baptist had this kind of spirit.
但是他的能力同先知以利亚不一样。
But his power is different from that of the prophet Elijah.
我们看见施洗约翰在地上没有行过一个神迹。
We see that John the Baptist had never performed any miracle as he lived on earth.
以利亚最少行了应该是18个神迹吧。
And well, as to Elijah, probably he had performed at least 18 miracles.
所以以利沙有祷告说，他求神能够给他三倍的灵，就以利亚的三倍的灵，哪一个能力他能够行？结果他行了32个还是38个神迹，一倍。
Therefore, Elijah asked for the double measure of the spirit of Elijah, and he probably performed 32 or 36 miracles. It's a double of that.Of Elijah.
所有的神迹是为了见证耶和华。
All the miracles are performed to attest to the Lord.
但是约翰，施洗约翰一个神迹都没有行。
But John the Baptist had performed none.
但是施洗约翰的那个能力从哪里表现出来的？
Then where did this power of John the Baptist appear?
是他生活的见证。
It's from the testimony of his living.
在这一个时代非常黑暗阴暗的那一个时代，我们看见施洗约翰他的公义在这个时代同所有这些百姓不一样，分别为圣的一个生活。
In the adulterous and dark generation where John lived, we see that the testimony of his life, his righteousness is so totally different from that of that generation.
他的见证，生活的见证就带着能力。
The testimony of his living comes with power.
他的那一个能力就显出他的话语中就带着能力。
And his power is embodied in the power of his word.
弟兄姊妹，这就是约翰，他是一个拿西尔人，他是不吃清酒浓酒的。
Brother and sister, this is John the Baptist. He is a Nazarite. He did not take in any wine or liquor.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫拿西尔人？
Brother and sisters, do you know what is a Nazarite?
我想一讲到拿西尔人，我们就想到他应当做些什么事，对不对？
Whenever we think of Nazarites, we would think, oh, those things that they are supposed to do.
但是我们看见圣经里，你查不到拿西尔人到底要做些什么事。
But if you search the Bible, you cannot find out exactly what are the things Nazarites are supposed to do.
好像圣经里没有记载哪些人应当负什么一个责任，做些哪一些事。
As though the Bible never records the things entrusted to the Nazarites which they are responsible for.
哪些人叫人注意的不是他所做的事，是注意他的生活，他的见证。
Nazarites want us to pay attention not to his words, but to his living and to his... very living of their life, the testimony of life.
是一个分别为圣的人。
This is a life being sanctified.
当时人没有人不吃酒，不吃清酒，不吃浓酒的。
In those days, everybody was drinking wine or liquor.
但是我们看见那些人，清酒、浓酒、葡萄树上的东西、财物，他们都不碰的。
But we see that Nazarites would never touch wine or liquor or anything that came from the vine.
我们看见他们的生活是分别为圣的。
Their life is being sanctified.
他们的资源不是从地上来的，葡萄的产物都是从地上成为他们生活的资源，他们不靠这个，他们完全靠着神那里的资源。
Therefore, they did not depend on resources from this earth.Nothing from the vine, but depended upon the very sources from God.
他们说等候的，说仰望的，说依靠的，是从上面来的，不是地上来的。
What they look for, what they hope for, is that from God, not from the earth.
弟兄姊妹，这是你看到施洗约翰的那个生活的见证。
The brothers and sisters, you see, this is the testimony of John's living.
他说传的乃是悔改的道。
The message he preached is the message of repentance.
那他们悔改归向神。
So they would repent and turn to God.
他为做主预备何用的百姓。
So that he would make ready a people for God.
什么叫预备何用的百姓？
What does that mean to make ready a people for God?
这原文的意思就是这句话，准备迎接他们的弥赛亚，迎接他们的主的来到。
And this verse in its original language is simply to prepare them to meet the Lord, their Messiah.
要他们悔改。
They needed to repent.
他们的生活不能再这样放肆了。
Therefore, they should not be living such a lewd life anymore.
他们不能再活在这个罪恶中间了。
They should no longer live in sin.
他们不能活在那个不义淫乱的中间。
They should no longer be living in this lewdness and this unrighteousness.
所以要他们悔改。
Therefore, repent.
来接受弥赛亚的那个王的权柄。
To receive the dominion of the Messianic King.
他不但是救主，他乃是王。
Not only he is the Savior, but also he is the King.
他是君王。
He is the Prince.
他要管理我们，
支
配我们。
Well,control us, rule over us.
让我们活在他的主权的底下。
Let us also.Submit ourselves under His sovereignty.
他就成为我们的救主。
And then He will become our Savior.
弟兄姊妹，这就是使徒约翰的那个见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of John the Baptist.
他为主预备何用的器皿，我刚才讲了，何用的百姓，原文的意思就是准备迎接弥赛亚。
He would make ready the people prepare for the Lord, and I just said that in its original, that means to be prepared to receive the Messiah.
弟兄姊妹，我讲到这个题目，准备迎接我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, this theme I've been sharing with you, prepare to meet the Lord.
我想今天神也在哪里寻找这样的何用的百姓。
Because I believe that today our Lord continued to look for those people made ready for His use.
让他们能够像使徒约翰一样的生活，一样的见证。
So that they will live alive, they will testify as John the Baptist did.
我们今天看到，今天虽然很多的神的儿女说我们等候主耶稣的再来。
Today, although we see so many of God's children saying we are waiting for the Lord's coming.
为什么主还不再来？
Then why is it still the Lord does not come?
但是他们真正预备好了没有？
Are they really made ready?
我想这个时代也是一个转变，是一个时代的时候。
And I believe this generation is also the age of transmission.
我们看见这个恩典的时代很快就要结束了。
As we see that the age of grace will soon be finished.
接下来这个时代就是弥赛亚过渡的时代。
What comes next is the age of the Messianic Kingdom.
我们的主将要成为世上万国的主宰。
Our Lord will be the ruler of all the kingdoms on earth.
世上的国要成为我主我基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
The kingdom of the world shall become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever.
弥赛亚的国度即将要降临。
The Messianic kingdom is soon to come.
但是神的儿女有没有预备好？
But are God's people ready?
是不是真正预备好迎接我们的主的？
Are we really made ready to meet our God?
使徒约翰是一个自己就悔改的人。
John the Baptist himself repented.
使徒约翰是一个带领神的百姓一起悔改归向神的一个。
And John the Baptist is the one who led all his Israelites to repent, to turn to God. He is such a vessel.
在这个转移的一个时代，有多少圣家人女已经真正的预备好迎接我们主的再来。
Brothers and sisters, in this age of transmission, how many of all of God's children are really made ready for His coming?
还是不过是在我们嘴里在那里叫叫而已。
Or are we only verbally saying, waiting for His return?
正像当时以色列的百姓一样。
As those Israelites did in those days.
他们根本就没有 ready, 根本就没有准备好。
They were never ready, were never well prepared.
所以今天的信息最重要的就是悔改，天国近了。
So the Lord's message is repent. The kingdom of God is at hand.
我们有太多的事我们需要悔改。
We have to repent over so many things.
哎呀，我上个礼拜还是就上个礼拜，我同我们教会的那个年轻的传道人，我们每一个礼拜都会有一些时间，大家有些交通，一起祷告，为着教会，为着神的百姓，为着神的教会一些事情， 我们在那里一起祷告，一起交通。
Last week, I had some fellowship and some prayers with one of our young preachers in my congregation, and we would do this customarily to talk about the matters of church, and also have some fellowship.
哎呀，我们大家有同样的一个感觉。
And we have the same kind of feeling.
我们说为什么最近一两个礼拜好像聚会的人数少了？
And we wonder why for the past or a week before the past week that it seems that fewer people came to the meeting.
我们算了一下，大概最少少掉四五十家。
As we counted, at least 40 to 50 plus families were missing.
不是四五十家了，就四五十个人没有来。
40 or 50 people were missing.
大概有三十多家。
And about 30 plus families.
到底什么原因呢？
And exactly what happened? Why?
啊，后来我们找出原因。
And finally, we got the reason.
因为我们知道最近上了两个礼拜时，又是复活节啊，又是这个 Spring Break 啊，这个学校里小孩都放假，所以很多的家长、父母啊，都带着小孩出去旅游啊，去玩呐、啊，所以难怪教会的人数显著的就减少了很多。
Because for the past 2 weeks, we had Easter, we had a Spring Break.So evidently, a lot of families would take their children, their family, to go on vacations. That's why we had so many people missing.
哎呀，今天教会就这个光景。
And that's exactly the condition of today's church.
只要世界稍微一点风吹草动啊，马上就影响教会。
As soon as there's something coming from the world, and then this right away affects the church.
我指的风吹草动就有什么集体啊，有什么节日啊，啊，这个你就马上看见主日的人数就减少。
What I mean is, as soon as the world has certain festivities or certain holidays, and you see right away the number of the church people would decrease accordingly.
我们就马上就忘掉了什么叫主日。
Right away, we forget what is.Called the Lord's Day.
这是 Lord's Day, 不要忘掉弟兄姊妹。
Don't you forget this, brothers and sisters. 特别
是主日这一天，不是你的日子，是主的日子。
The Lord's Day belongs to the Lord, not yours.
除非你在床上爬不起来，生重病。
Unless you are seriously ill, could not even get up.
你没有任何的理由，主日不来聚会，不来敬拜，不来侍奉。
You have no reason not to come to the church, not to serve and to worship Him.
有什么事比这个更重要的？
What else could be more important than this?
可能有些弟兄姊妹很属灵。
Maybe some brothers and sisters are so spiritual.
他马上能够根据圣经，路马书第十四章第五节。
Right away, he could quote Bible Romans
14
and 5.
哪里一句话怎么讲？
And what does
但有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样的。
Some people deem this day better than others, whereas other people deem every day the same.
所以属灵的人是看天天都是一样的，没有什么特别的什么主日，今天没有了。
So the spiritual man would deem every day the same. There is no such a special day called the Lord's Day.
就是软弱的人在看这日比那日强，因为当时只是那些犹太人还要守礼拜六那个安息日。
And the weak would deem a particular day more important than the others because he was referring to some Jews who were still observing the Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹，你没有把主日当作主的日子。
Brothers,
你还有把什么事情是当作主更重要的？
If you do not esteem the day, the Sunday as the Lord's day, what else would you esteem more important than this day?
哎呀，多少时候我们会的祷告，我们会的讲，我们会的说，除你以外，在天上我还有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
So many times we would say, apart from you, I have no, apart from you in heaven, I have nobody and on earth, whom else do I desire?
弟兄姊妹，这是唱唱而已啊。
Brothers and sisters, you're singing.
是的，可能天上是除他以外，没有谁了。
Yes, indeed, in heaven, there is none other than our Lord.
但是实在在我们生活里面，在地上，除了主以外，还有好多好多比主更重要的事，更重要的人。
But on earth, beside him, there are so many, many more important things, more and more important people than our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们今天的光景？
Brothers and sisters, is this today our state?
这是不是今天神儿女的教会的光景？
Isn't this today the state of God's children, the church?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有准备好迎接我们主的来？
Brothers and sisters, are we ready to meet our Lord?
哎呀，我同这位传道人又交通到，哎呀，教会为什么迟到的那一个问题始终不能解决
？And then again, I share with this preacher as to the issue of lateness, which can never be resolved.
哎呀，我们不知道讲了多少，无论是信息上，无论是周报上，我们一直提醒弟兄姊妹不要迟到，不要迟到，按时来教会。
And we don't know how many times we have been reminding them in the messaging, in the church's bulletin, telling them, do not be late, be punctual.
我在这个教会最少已经有24年了，还是差不多。
And I have been in my church for at least 24 years. The situation has never been changed.
那些迟到的弟兄姊妹，你在公司里也好，学校里也好，其他的 party 也好，你迟到吗？
Those brothers and sisters who have always been late to church, I would ask, would they be late for school, for work, or in other occasions?
为什么在聚会特别主日我们要迟到呢？
Why you're always late, especially on Sunday?
你看重的是什么呢？
What do you think of our Lord?
神是不是在你心中居首位的呢？
Does God have the preeminence in your heart?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们悔改的事太多太多了。
Oh, brothers and sisters, there's so many things we need to repent over.
我们这些传道人首先要悔改，不能只叫别人悔改，我们不悔改。
And we preachers have to be the first ones to repent. We can never tell others to repent as well as we don't.
我们不悔改，我们不改正，不归向主，我们怎么来迎接我们主的再来？
If we do not repent, if we're not converted to the Lord, how can we be ready to receive Him?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
但愿这个幕后这个时代让神的兴起更多像施洗约翰的那个兴起。
If only in this end time God would raise up more people like John the Baptist.
有一个祈血的心。
Who had this jealous heart for God.
我想到民数记第25章那里讲到菲尼哈他有耶和华那个祈血的心。
I recall in Numbers chapter 25 that Phinehas who had this jealous heart for God.
什么是祈血的心？
What is the heart of jealousy for God?
我们看见巴兰怎么引诱这些百姓同摩押女子行淫乱。
We see how Balaam seduced all these Israelites to play harlotry with all the Moabites.
哦，当时我们看见菲尼哈看见有。一个男一个女的这个男的还是西缅支派里面的一个领袖带着一个摩押女子在那里犯淫乱他就马上拿一把剑就把他们刺死
Phinehas upon seeing that a leader from the tribe of Simeon took along him with this Midianite woman so right away he grabbed the javelin and pierced them through
结果神的那个瘟疫就停止了
and at this time the plague from God was checked
我们看见耶和华怎样的称赞比尼哈他有耶和华那个祈血的心
and we see how the Lord praised Phinehas saying that he had a heart of jealousy for me
弟兄姊妹今天神的教会神的儿女有没有这样一个祈血的心看见今天教会的那个荒凉今天教会的那些光景我们里面有什么感觉没有有什么感受没有
Does God's children today have the same jealousy for the Lord when we see the church being so desolate being full of sins what do we feel
我们这些传道人看见这些事我们里面有什么感觉没有
And we preachers upon seeing all this is there any feeling within us
我们看见我最近看见这个《生命期刊》里面有一篇文章。
Recently, I read an article in Life Journal.
有些弟兄姊妹他对着这个大会有一个意见。
And some brothers and sisters made one suggestion to.
意见了。
suggestion to a conference.
一般的这个建议都是好的，就是这个大会很成功。
Most of the time.They would say some suggestions saying that how wonderful this conference has been carried out.
但是他们讲唯一的缺点，为什么这些传道人今天不讲今天教会的实际的那个光景？
The only shortcoming is that why today's preachers do not talk about the real conditions of today's church.
为什么不讲主耶稣的再来？
Why they do not talk about the coming, second coming of the Lord?
为什么不提醒弟兄姊妹现在是一个什么时候了？
Why is it they do not remind all the brothers and sisters that what time it is now?
我们在哪里传福音？传福音传什么样的福音？是不是个悔改的福音？天国的福音？要人回转归向神，不在他的大能的权柄主权的底下，王权的底下。
Are we preaching the gospel that's to tell people to repent and to submit him or herself under the great power of a king?
我觉得他们提的意见非常的正确。
And I believe these suggestions are absolutely right.
我很多时候看见这些现象，教会的荒凉，那些光景不正常的光景，我们里面无动于衷。
So many times as we see the abnormal, desolate conditions of the church, and we have no feeling at all.
没有像以利亚、十七亚海亚那为着主的名受到的亵渎。他们里面何等的焦急，像火烧一样的，为着神大发热心。
It's not like the John the Baptist when he see that God's name is being defiled, his heart burns, and he was so worried and all zealous for God.
弟兄姊妹，我在上个月同弟兄姊妹一起交通到主的再来。
Brothers and sisters, last month I share with you on the Lord's coming.
今天对着主的再来有很多的辩论。
Today,
不同的意见。
There are so many different opinions on the Lord's coming.
我上次讲过了。
And as I mentioned last time,
哎呀，主的再来到底是在前在后还是在中？
As to the Lord's coming, whether it's before or after or in the midst of the tribulation.
到底我们的被提是一次被提还是多次被提？
And whether our rapture is being done at one time or through several times.
到底是得胜的被提还是不得胜后来慢慢再被提？
Whether the overcomers are being raptured first as to others will be raptured
later on. 到底是不是有 millennium? 到底是不是有千年国？是千年后派呢，还是没有千年国度的？像Carol Camping、Family Radio， 他是不赞成有一个千年国度的。
Whether there are millenniums at all, like Carol Camping, he proposed that there is no millennium kingdom at all.
弟兄姊妹，我们辩论，我们今天不敢提这个，就是怕这些问题会搞得弟兄姊妹不和睦。
Brothers and sisters, we would not dare to mention this topic. We do not want to debate over it because we do not want to cause discord among God's children, the church.
但是有一点是肯定的。
But however, one thing is for sure.
不管是你是哪一派，大家都有同样的看见的。
No matter which group you might belong to, but we all have this same confirmation.
主一定要来。
That is the Lord.Will come.
弥赛亚一定会来。
Messiah will come the second time.
并且弥赛亚来到的时间实在是很近、很近、很近的，这是大家一致同认的。
And everybody agree that the time of his second coming is so at hand, so near.
我们也都知道，我们总是会被提，不管你一次、分次被提，我们总要被提的。教会一定要被提的。
And we all know that whether you're raptured at one time or through several times, we know the whole church will be raptured.
并且我们一致地认为，我们都要站在基督台前受审判。
And we all agree that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们感谢神，这方面我们都是同样一致的。
We thank God that we have consensus on this.All these topics.
我们都要站在基督的台前。
We will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以今天我们要准备迎接我们主的再来。
Therefore, today we need to be ready to meet Him.
我们不是因为怕将来可能会丢在黑暗的里面一千年，不能进神的国。
It's not because we're afraid that we might be thrown into the darkness for 1,000 years, so we cannot enter His kingdom.
我们不是怕我们死了以后神还要管教我们。
It's not because we're afraid of being chastened after we die.
因为我们不是雇工。
Because we're not hirelings.
我们是神的仆人。
Instead, we are God's servants.
我们是神的儿女。
We're God's children.
我们对着神的大恩大爱，我们有一个应当有一个回应，一个回响。
We should have this response to God's great love and grace.
我们是盼望有一天站在基督台前，我们能够得到奖赏。
We hope that one day when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that we will receive prize.
正如保罗所讲的，我不论是离开身内，还是住在身内，我只有一件事，讨主的喜欢。
Just as Paul says that whether I'm in or absent of the body, there is one thing I do, that is to please Him.
我是为了讨主的喜欢。
Just to please Him.
为了满足主的心。
To satisfy His heart.
我那一天我得到冠冕，我也把冠冕放在他的宝座上。
Even though on that day I may receive a crown, but I will place that crown at His feet.
我要对主说我是不配的。
And I will say to my Lord, I'm not worthy.
我不过是个无用的仆人。
I'm just a useless servant.
我所做的都是我应当做的。
Whatever I have done is my duty.
都是按照你的恩典。
It's all according to your grace.
都是照着你的怜悯。
And it's all according to your mercy.
我不配得这个冠冕，我这个冠冕就放在宝座前。
I'm not worthy to receive this crown. I just place it before the throne.
就像启示录第四章最后的一段。
Just as in Revelation chapter 4, the very last paragraph.
我们看见四个活佛，每一逢四个活佛把荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给做宝座，活到永永远远的时候。
And then we see that when the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever.
二十四位长老就马上连伏于地敬拜，那活到永永远的，把他们的冠冕放在宝座前。
Then the 24 elders right away fall down before Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, and place their crowns before Him.
并且他们说：“我的主，我的神，你是配得尊贵、荣耀和权柄。”因为你创造了万有，万有也是因着你的旨意被造而有的，只有你是配。
They say, worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory, honor, and power, for you created all things, and because of your will, they were created and they existed.
我把冠冕放在你的面前。
We will place the crowns before you.
这是表明我对你的爱的一点点的回应而已。
This is simply a token of a response, appreciation of your love.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天每一个神儿女所以应当准备迎接主的一个心态。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the kind of attitude that of every one of God's children when we are ready to receive His second coming.
我们不是为着怕。
It's not because we're
怕受神的管教，怕受神的惩罚。
Afraid of being punished and disciplined by Him.
所以我要活一个敬虔圣洁的生活。
So that I have to live a godly and a reverent life.
所以我要准备迎接我的主。
So that I would be ready to meet Him.
弟兄姊妹，我再说。
Brothers and sisters,
神的恩典给了我们，所有的恩典在基督里面都给了我们。
God has given us all His grace in Christ Jesus.
所有的荣耀在基督里面都给了我们。
All the glory in Christ Jesus.
哥林多前书第一章，保罗一开始他就讲，他必坚固我们到底。
In the beginning of the 1 Corinthians, he said, He will establish us to the end.
直等到主耶稣基督的来到。
Until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
我们原是被他所造。
We are called by Him.
好叫我们与他的儿子耶稣基督一同的有份。
So that we could enter into the fellowship of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫 fellowship?
Brother and sister, what is this fellowship?
Fellowship 不只是我们有了他的生命，我们能够彼此能够交通。
It's not only that we have the same life, we could commune with one another.
不是因着我们有了生命，我们与他能够合一。
It's not simply that we have His life, so that we are one with Him.
是的，这都是 fellowship.
Yes, all this is included in fellowship.
Fellowship 还有更大的一个范围。
But there is a much broader.
所有他儿子所施的，也是我所施的。
All that of His Son's person will become ours.
所有他儿子所有的，也都是我所有的。
And all that His Son has will become ours.
我们一起分享、分用，一起享受。
We will share. We will enjoy together.
除了他的神性。
Apart from His divine attributes.
因为他是。 人他也是神，我们永远不能变成神。
Because Jesus is all God and all man, and we could never become God.
只有这一点，我们不能同他 share.
It's only on this point that we cannot share.
除他以外，我们都同他 share.
And apart from this point, everything else we share.
感谢神，他的公义就是我的公义，他的圣洁就是我的圣洁，他的智慧就是我的智慧，他的能力就是我的能力。
We thank God that His holiness, His righteousness, His wisdom, His power now has become a mine.
他的性情要成为我的性情。
And His characters will now become mine.
还不止这一点
and not only this,
所有他的荣耀都是我的荣耀
all his glory will become mine
什么是主耶稣的荣耀
what is the glory of Jesus
看看他的国度
consider his kingdom
什么时候他的国度降临的时候你就看到主耶稣的荣耀就在他的国度里面彰显了出
whenever his kingdom comes then you will see the glory of him being revealed in his kingdom
最大的荣耀就是他国度的荣耀你知道吗
the greatest glory of our Lord is the glory of the kingdom do you know this
你看诗篇145篇怎么称颂的
see how in Psalm 145 how does the Psalm bless God
作诗的人说
the psalmist says
耶和华
Oh God
所有受造的都要来称颂
all your works will bless you
你的圣名也都要起来称颂
all your sins will praise you
要谈论你国度的荣耀
they will speak of the glory of your kingdom
谈论你荣耀的国度
and they will speak of the glorious majesty of your
kingdom 传说你的大能
they will talk of your power
叫世人知道你国度威严的荣耀
So that the sons of men will know the majesty of the glory of your kingdom.
知道你大能的作为。
They know your mighty deeds.
你的国是要称道永远的。
Your kingdom endures all.
你的权柄要永生无极的。
And your dominion is an everlasting.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，一讲到国度，讲到权柄，讲到荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, when we talk about glory, we talk about dominion. When we talk of dominion, we talk about glory.
国度、权柄、荣耀分不开的。
The glory, the kingdom, and the dominion, they are inseparable.
哎呀，有一天弥赛亚的国要降临在荣耀。
One day, the messianic kingdom will come on earth.
所有蒙召的儿女，我们都要现在这个荣耀的里面。
All of us who are called God's children will appear in the glory.
我刚刚讲，神造我们做什么？
I just mentioned why is God created us.
神叫我们与他的儿子耶稣一同有份。
He made us so that we could be partakers of the fellowship of His God.
最大的荣耀与他一同有份，就是国度的荣耀。
And the greatest fellowship with the Lord is the
glory of the kingdom. 第一次活活的人有福了，圣洁了。
Blessed and holy is he who has the part in the first resurrection.
他要与基督一同作王一千年的时候。
He will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
他们要做神和基督的祭司。
They will be the priest to God and priest.To Christ.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣用重价、用血把我们从各种各方各民买了，归给他，叫我们称为国度。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ bought out a price with His blood from all the nations, peoples, tribes, and tongues, so that we will belong to Him into a kingdom.
假如我们将来不能进到神的国，我们还有什么荣耀
？If we cannot enter His kingdom, what?Glory do we have?
我上次讲了，主来的时候我们都要改变。
I mentioned that time that when the Lord comes, we will all be changed.
这是一个奥秘。
And this is a mystery.
这个奥秘是为了什么
？And for what is this mystery?
为什么我们身体要改变
？Why do our bodies need to be changed?
你知道吗
？Do you know?
我们要进到国度。
We have to enter the kingdom.
十五章讲得很清楚，保罗说：“我要叫你们知道一件事。”
1 Corinthians chapter 15 speaks this so distinctly that I will tell you one mystery.
凡血肉之体不能进神的国，必朽坏的，不能承受不朽坏的。所以我现在把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们都不是要睡觉，因为号筒末次吹响的刹那之间，我们都要改变。
Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor corruption.Inherit the incorruption. Behold, I'm telling you a mystery that it's not that we will all fall asleep, but we will all be changed. In a twinkling of an eye, in one moment at the last trumpet, we shall all be changed.
弟兄姊妹，我们不改变，怎么进神的国
？Brothers and sisters, if we are not being changed, how can we enter His kingdom?
所以你就看到这个改变的变化的那个奥秘，就是为着我们进神的国吗？
So you see that this mystery of this change is for us to enter His kingdom.
我上次讲了，若是我们改变了，在荣耀的里面像基督一样的荣耀，结果把我们丢在黑暗的里面，还要哀哭一千年。我不知道怎么解释。
Last time I mentioned, I really don't know how to explain this. If we are being changed and then again being thrown into the darkness for 1,000 years, I simply cannot explain of this thing.
就不但是我们改变变化是为了进神的国，连我们重生都是为了进神的国，你知道吗
？Brother and sister, do you know this? Not only is this change to enable us into the kingdom of God, but also the very fact of our being born again is to enter the kingdom of God.
约翰福音第三章，我们的主怎么讲？约翰怎么讲的？人若不重生，就不能见神的国；人若不能从灵和水生的，就不能进神的国。所以你们必须要重生。我们若不重生，不是为我们的。不是主要的，不是单单的为着我们的罪得到赦免，叫我们得着儿子的生命，是为着叫我们能够有一天进入神的国，得他的荣耀。
John 3 says that unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter kingdom of God. It's not just for the sins being forgiven, it's for us one day to receive His glory in His kingdom.
感谢父神。
We thank God the Father.
叫我们与众圣徒一同在光明中同得基业。哥罗西书第一章。
Corinthians chapter 1, He has qualified us to be partakers of His inheritance in the light.
Kingdom of the light.
Kingdom of the light.
叫我与众圣徒一同得到一个基业。这个基业是什么基业？就是光明的国度。
Together with all the saints, we will receive this inheritance. What is this? It is the kingdom in the light.
这是我们的基业。
This is our inheritance.
这个基业是不朽坏的，不玷污的，不摧残的。
Which is imperishable, is not defiled, and cannot fade away.
哥林多彼得后书第一彼得前书彼得后书第一章。彼得怎么讲的？按照他的大怜悯，是主耶稣基督的从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有了活泼的盼望，叫我们能够得着那天上为我们所存留的，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能摧残，永存的那个基业。
What did Peter say in his second epistle that because of his abundant mercy he has begotten us to a living hope, to an inheritance imperishable, does not defile, does not fade away, which is being reserved for us in heaven.
什么能够不朽坏的？什么能够不玷污的？什么能够不摧残的？就是他的国度要存到永远。
What is that is not imperishable? What is that that does not defile? What is that that does not fade away? That is His kingdom, which will endure forever.
有人解释说，这个基业就是主耶稣基督自己。对，这样解释也可以。基督的自己就是那个国度的彰显，对不对 ？Kingdom, 他掌王权，这叫国度。
Some people say that His inheritance is Jesus Himself. Yes, because Himself is the manifestation of the kingdom where He reigns.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他把我们，他救我们，脱离了黑暗的权势。把我们迁到爱子的国度里，叫做我们在爱子的里面得蒙救赎，过犯得一生。这里又再次的讲到 kingdom。
We thank God that once again He has delivered us from this domain of darkness and has conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. That in Christ Jesus we have redemption, our sins are forgiven.
感谢主
We thank God,
国度
the Lord.
国度弟兄姊妹不要忘掉了那个国度今天神的儿女教会对着国度那个观念非常的模糊也非常的肤浅这就得将来有一个弥赛亚的国度预言的国度将要来到他们没有知道这个国度已经在我们中间了
sister,
已经得着了
Brother and sister so many people's concept of kingdom is so superficial so vague They are simply thinking, oh, one day the kingdom will come. But do you know that the kingdom is today in our midst? You have obtained it.
我们既然得着那不能震动的国，就当感恩，存着虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉敬拜这位神，因为他是烈火。
Since we're receiving the kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace. and serve him with godly fear and reverence to please him because he is the consuming fire.
那不能震动的国,
the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
不能朽坏的国,
that will never defile.
不能玷污的国,
that can never be defiled.
这个荣耀的国, 光明的国, 公义的国, 和平的国, 荣耀的国度,
a glorious, a righteous, a peaceful, a very extremely glorious kingdom.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗?教会就是国度的彰显,你知道吗?
Brother and sister, do you know that the church is a manifestation of the
kingdom? 国度和教会,
the church and the kingdom,
是连在一起的,
they are linked together,
是调和在一起的,
they're combined together.
什么叫天国的福音就是把人带进来让他们归服基督顺服基督活在王的主权王权的底下这叫天国的福音
What is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven? It's to bring men to him to have them subject themselves under the sovereign power of God This is called the kingdom, gospel of the kingdom of God
教会就是因着这一般人产生的
And the church is brought forth because of people like this.
我要把教会建造在这个磐石上面。接下来说，我要把天国的钥匙给你，给教会。
Jesus says that I will build my church upon this rock, and he continues to say, I will give the keys to the of the kingdom. Give you the keys to the kingdom.
这个钥匙把天国的门打开。
This key will open the door up to the kingdom.
把那些悖逆的。顽梗的顶顶撞神的让他们悔改相信进入神的国
All those who are stubborn who are disobedient who rebel against God will be turned and believe and enter the kingdom God
我们就看见国度产生教会教会产生国度两者是一直往前一直往前一直到调和在一起到新耶路撒冷产生
Now we see that kingdom brings forth the church brings forth the kingdom. They are combined, all the time until the new Jerusalem comes.
弟兄姊妹，将来末了年，我们看见千年国度分为两个部分。
Brothers and sisters, the end of the millennium kingdom, we could see it's being divided into two parts.
我们看见属天的那部分。
We see the heavenly part.
属天的那部分就是以新耶路撒冷成为中心的。
Which is centered upon the New Jerusalem.
地上的那个Millennium这个弥赛亚的国是以以色列为中心的。
Well, as the earthly millennium kingdom is centered upon Israel.
所以启示录第七章我们没有时间同学们解释我们看见十四万四千十二个支派他们是经过大灾难余剩的百姓他们要进到地上的那个弥赛亚的国就是以色列
So we see that in Revelation chapter 7 which we do not have time to expound that 144,000 Israelites after they have been through the great tribulation will enter into this earthly kingdom
他们在弥赛亚国是属地的那部分他们是中心
And they're at the center of the earthly part of the millennial kingdom
属天的部分新耶路撒冷城
This heavenly part of the Messianic kingdom is the new Jerusalem the holy city
要撑到永永远远
which will endure forever and ever
我们看见有一天我们的主一千年完了他要把他的国度交给父神
We see that after a thousand years our Lord Jesus Christ will deliver this kingdom to his father
把国交给父神，这是在哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15, he will deliver the kingdom to his father.
让神在万物之上，在万物之中。
So that God will be above all things and he is in all things.
感谢主，在那一个新天新地里面，新耶路撒冷要从天上降到地上，新的地上永远存在。这是神的国度，我们看见中心是新耶路撒冷。哎呀，何等的荣耀，荣耀，荣耀！
We thank the Lord how glorious this will be that one day the New Jerusalem will coming down upon the earth that will become the center of His kingdom.
在千年国中我们就看见新耶路撒冷的荣耀所有列国人都把列国的荣耀都归给那神
Even in the millennium kingdom we could see the glory of the new Jerusalem when all the people of the nations will bring in their honor and glory
我们看见凡是名字写在羔羊生命册上的都能进去。
And we also see that whoever's name is written in the book of the Lamb's book of life will enter it.
弟兄姊妹，你的名我的名有没有记在羔羊的生命册上？
Brother and sister, is your name and my name being recorded in the book, the Lamb's book of life?
只要我们重生得救，我们的名都在羔羊生命册上，没有人能够突聚。
As long as you are born again, your name will be recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Nobody can blot it out.
那一天我们都要在新耶路撒冷里面。
On that day, we will all be in the New Jerusalem.
整个属天的国度是以新耶路撒冷为中心。
All the heavenly kingdom is centered upon Jerusalem.
我们怎么能够不在国度的里面？
How could we not be in the kingdom?
我们不再是外人，不再是客旅，是圣徒，同国神家里的人。
We are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with the saints, of members of God's household.
我们是同圣徒同国的人。
We are citizens with the saints.
这是神的国，也是神的家。
This is God's kingdom. This is God's house.
哎呀，时间的缘故，我们正停止在这里。
Now, because of the restraint of time, we have to stop here.
问题都要问我们。
The issue is in us.
根据我们今天的生活行为，
It's all according to today's living, today's behavior.
我们配不配进神的国？
The issue is, are we worthy of entering
His kingdom? 你为神的国受了多少的苦难？
How many sufferings have you gone through for the kingdom, God?
进神的国必须经过许多的艰难，保罗在使徒行传十四章所讲的。
We enter the kingdom, God.Through many tribulations, Paul says so in Acts 14.
我们要经过许多的苦难。
Through many tribulations.
我约翰。
I, John.
就是你们的弟兄。
Your brother.
在患难、过度、忍耐里面，我们一同有份。
Are partakers of the kingdom of the suffering of the patience of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有份？
Brothers and sisters, are you a partaker also?
你没有份的话。
If you do not have a part in this,
原谅我讲这句话。
Forgive me for saying this.
你根本可能还没有重生，还没有得救。当然，你就不在这个神的国度，你还在黑暗的那个权势的底下。
Maybe you have never been born again, been saved again. Of course, you are under the domain of the darkness and not in the kingdom.
所以，彼得在最后他说：“弟兄们呐。”
So Peter said at the end, brethren,
有一件事你们要知道，主看千年如一日，千年一日如千年，他不是淡言，那是宽容你们，他不愿意一个人承认，愿意人人都悔改。
So Peter says this, remember this, the Lord counts a thousand years as a day as a thousand years. The Lord is not slack as some people count slackness concerning his promise.He is not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance.
我们要悔改，天国近了。
We need to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
让我们准备迎接我们主的再来。
That all be ready to meet Him, to receive Him.
我们低头。
Your head bowed, please.
父神，我们再次的敬拜你。
Father God, once again we worship you.
你已经允许我们。
You have promised us.
你必坚固我们到底。
And you will establish us to the end.
这等到主耶稣基督再来的时候，我们可以无可指责。
Until the coming of the Lord Jesus, that we will be blameless.
因为你是信实的。
Because you are faithful.
我们原是被你所造。
And we are called by you.
好叫我们与你的儿子一同的有份。
So that we could be partakers of the fellowship of your Son.
一起有份于这个国度，一起有份于这个荣耀。
Together we are partakers of this kingdom and of His glory.
主啊，我们就说我们不配。
Oh Lord, we could only say we're so unworthy.
我们的生活，我们的行事为人，实在是对不起那位召我们进他的国、得他荣耀的神。
Our living, our behaviors are really not worthy of the one who called us into his kingdom to obtain his glory.
主，我们只有一个祷告。
Oh Lord, we only have one prayer.
愿神看我们配得过属蒙的召。
May the Lord count us worthy of the calling.
好叫你用你的大能成就我们一切所羡慕的良善。
So that you will fulfill all of your good pleasure.
by your mighty hand.
和我们一切信心所做的工。
And all the work in faith.
主啊，这都是、
oh, Lord,
这等到主再来的那一天。
Until the day you return.
都是照着神和主耶稣基督的恩典。
And this is all based upon the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再次为着你的救恩。我们欢喜快乐。
Oh, once again, we rejoice and we're glad over your salvation.
主啊，你别快来。
Oh, Lord, you're coming quickly.
主，让我们回转，我们的心能够归向父亲，父亲的心能够归向儿子。
Make us turn back to you so that the hearts of the fathers will be turned to the children and the children to the fathers.
主，求你预备我们这些人成为你何用的百姓。
Prepare us so that we could be people for your use.
我们一起等候你的再来。
We wait together for your coming.
我们将祷告祈求信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天稍微过了一点时间，对不起。
Excuse me for being over time today.